This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That is the president-elect, whether you like it or not. Donald Trump will be the 45th and 47th president. And outside of a couple pauses during the show, he will be the dominant topic. He should be the dominant topic. As we said on Monday, he pulled off the greatest upset in political history in 2016 when he shocked pretty much everybody. And considering what happened with January 6th, including what Republicans thought of him from later in the day, January 6th to January 7th, he seemingly was done. And last night he said, au contraire, I am not done. He wins decisively. He right now is up in the popular vote by 5 million. He continues to lead in the remaining swing states. He won the previously called swing states. This is a borderline landslide. And we have excellent guests all throughout the show. We want your feedback throughout the show. You can gloat. You can call me out. You can praise your guy. You can express your concerns for the country. You always can chime in. 651-461-9226. Let's bring in the former governor of this state, Tim Pawlenty, as an astute mind on politics, including this presidential race. And Tim is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir. After a very busy night, let me start with the most broad, simple question and then get very specific. Why did Donald Trump win in such a resounding fashion last night?
Good afternoon to you, Chad, and your WCCO listeners. I think Donald Trump won last night because he had a tremendous understanding with and an advantage with the key issues that concern persuadable voters in swing states. And he also was able to bring some new voters to his coalition. And I'll get into that in just a second. But when you have as the top issues, illegal immigration, inflation slash economy, crime, and wokeness run amok in various forms. And that's on the Republican side of the ledger. And on the other side, you have the abortion issue, which is helpful to the Democrats in some areas. He had the much stronger political poker hand by far. And then you add to that, people had already become accustomed to his personality, whether you like it or don't. And so no matter what else he said or did, it really didn't matter. They were focused on these issues. And then lastly, I would add that Vice President Harris, you know, what many would say was an underwhelming vice president and an underwhelming candidate when she wasn't on the teleprompter, when she wasn't rehearsed for the debate, and she was presented to do or asked to do the few substantive interviews that she did. She didn't do very well. And then she had to carry sort of the baggage or the weight of an incumbency being so closely attached to Biden as well. So those are some of the factors. There's others as well, but those are some of the big ones.
Yeah, those are big ones, and as is the norm, I agree with so many of your points. Let's just emphasize the first two that you mentioned. If you have overwhelming favorability regarding the economy, and it was just poll after poll where the voters were asked, who do you trust more with the economy over the next 4 years? Or sometimes it was phrased, was the economy better under Donald Trump or Joe Biden? You have that. And let's just bring immigration and safety together. And then you have, who do you trust with the safety of this country? And the polling was, again, overwhelming with Donald Trump. Voters and listeners right now don't have to agree with that. They can say, no, I mean, people are underplaying the economy and people are missing the recovery. What Harris and Biden did late, by the way, way too late, and some of the crime numbers are getting better. It's not 100%. But as you know, Tim, those numbers enormously swung to Donald Trump. And that is incredibly difficult to overcome if you're the opposition, in particular if the candidate opposing him, to me, is mediocre at best.
I agree with all of that, Chad, and just amplify it a little bit. You know, two of the great questions in politics at the presidential level in terms of predictive value are you better off 4 years ago than you are now, or are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And the second one is the country on the right track or wrong track. And on both of those scores, the incumbent party, you know, people overwhelmingly thought the country was on the wrong track, and they overwhelmingly thought they were worse off than 4 years ago. And that's a very, very difficult environment for the perceived incumbent to overcome. And then you add to that, you know, she starts out as to be very blunt, you know, quite left. And, you know, she had to flip-flop on, she wanted to ban fracking, then she didn't. She wanted to have single-payer health care, then she didn't. She wanted to, have the tax increases in a certain way and get rid of fracking, and then she didn't. And it's just her economic message, to the extent it existed, was basically, I didn't mean what I said when I represented San Francisco and California in the Senate all those years, and I'm not quite as extreme left economically as you might think, and people just didn't buy it.
Okay, let's talk about another point that you raised again. The former governor, Tim Pawlenty, is with us. It's 1212 on WCCO.
Oh, by the way, Chad, one important thing. You know, she had an interview, yeah. And I think this sums it up, too. I think it was Dana Bash interviewed her and said, you know, in terms of the Biden economic agenda, to the extent people are not better off than they were 4 years ago and citing the polling data, is there anything you'd change or do different? And she said no. And then the other thing she said is, you know, about inflation, do you take any responsibility for it? And she digressed onto these new, you know, proposals for various subsidies. But, you know, it's clear the Federal Reserve itself declared that the Biden-Harris spending policies triggered some substantial portion of the inflation, and no recognition or acknowledgement or understanding that, you know, she needed a message where she wouldn't do that again if she wanted to control inflation in the future.
You know, okay, I'm going to pivot because I think that's a good point. I think that Biden and Harris struggled incredibly in conveying that if the economy comes to a halt, and because of the pandemic, the worldwide economy came to a halt. And it started with President Trump just because he was the president, and he put a great deal of money out for citizens, and I think most people would have done it. And then the Biden-Harris campaign administration continued, including the last one, which was heavily criticized. They could not make the point, Tim, that it is improving better here than it has worldwide. I made this point yesterday. It was almost an impossible point to make because they had to own the ownership. Nobody in politics wants to own up to anything right now. They don't want to own up, including to a mistake. And if somebody's listening in South St. Paul right now and they're going to the grocery store and they're buying the food that they normally buy when they go to the grocery store and they remember what it costs in 2017, 2010, just traditionally before the pandemic, to be honest, Tim, they don't give a you-know-what that the economy and inflation is coming back better here than it is in Paris, London, and other comparable Western nations.
Absolutely. And in fact, to your point, if inflation normalizes back down to 3 or 2% currently, that doesn't make up for the 20% increase in core goods and services over the last few years. And so, yes, is it slowed down in the rate of increase presently at the moment? Yes. Is that better than much of the rest of the world? Yes. But the fact is, when you go buy your loaf of bread, your milk, your gas, your other things, and it's 20% higher than just a couple of few years ago, that ticks you off, and it's hard. And one last thing on this point, if you look at the overlay, and CNN did this work as well, if you look at the overlay where wage growth did not keep up, you know, the biggest deficit between wage growth and inflation over the last few years, it overlays almost exactly in the areas where Trump did best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The former governor of the state, Tim Pawlenty, is with us. Let's get to another point you raised, where you look in so many areas where Donald Trump has improved from 2020 to this race. It is demographic after demographic. How did he pull that off, considering the way he left D.C. when I think about 90+% of the public said, okay, he's not going anywhere because he's so visible, but his political career is dead.
Some of the most remarkable attractions to the Trump coalition. And by the way, this is a watershed moment in American and presidential politics. I think it represents a shifting of the political templates in a variety of ways. It transforms the Republican Party nationally without question. And in part, it's because he brought the working class, you know, the so-called Sam's Club Republicans, which I used to talk about, to my party. He's also brought new groups. And so he lost Hispanic men last time by 23 points, according to the exit polling, and he won them. Let me repeat that. He won Hispanic men, according to the exit polling, by 8 points this time. If that holds up in the actual results and people do analysis, that is stunning. He also grew his percentage of black men in terms of the voting Republican and men more broadly. And then he also just turned up the turnout in certain rural areas and areas where he did well with his base constituency. That's just some of the highlights, but it is a really, really big moment in terms of whether that Trump coalition can keep growing those pieces. And if they do, the narrative that the Republican Party is doomed with diverse communities is not true. There's life and hope in the prospect that Republicans can attract more and more support from diverse communities.
We're going to finish up in a couple moments, and I want texters to text me already. If you are excited about the second presidency of Donald Trump, what excites you most? What intrigues you most? And if you're concerned about Donald Trump, what concerns you most? So let me go to you on that point. There are so many Democrats and observers who are fearful because it's his second term. He might have 55 votes in the Senate. He may have control of the House. That's going to take a while. We have the Supreme Court ruling, which gives any president, including Joe Biden right now, by the way, greater immunity. The feeling is that he's going to be more prepared to have people who truly support his policy surrounding him, not as folks who are holding him back. So for the folks who cite all those and say, man, I truly fear what is going to happen. This is going to be much further than the first term. What do you say to those folks?
Well, there's risk and truth in all of that, Chad. There's risk and truth in all of that. But there's also some positives, which is even though it's Trump appointed, the Supreme Court, people who are appointed for life don't necessarily like to just do everything that people assume they're going to do. So there's protection and guardrails there. The U.S. House is still out, and there may be some counterbalancing yet to take place in the House count. We'll see. And there may be some lessons learned. By the way, there's still a traditional media. It's, not what it used to be, but in terms of oversight and transparency and investigation. So there's that. But here's the positive side. People, I think rightly, are very, very fed up with uncontrolled illegal immigration. So it's pretty clear, administratively or legislatively, a new Trump administration is going to make substantial progress on throttling illegal immigration and making it a legal, appropriate system. Two, you can probably say broadly that, at least from a Republican standpoint, Trump's going to be better for the economy and hopefully will keep inflation low, although that remains to be seen. And those are big issues. And I think he's also going to be, you know, kick some tail on crime. I mean, he's just not somebody who's going to tolerate a lot of defund the police. And I mean, from a policy standpoint, kick the tail. He's not going to tolerate, at least rhetorically, local jurisdictions letting things get out of control. And I think that'll be helpful. But beyond that, all the risks that we all know about in terms of his personality, impulsiveness and some of the tendencies you mentioned, they all exist for sure.
Yeah. And they don't matter to his voters, right? I mean, there are...
Well, everybody knows that. You can't say that the voters weren't...
It's baked in, right?
It's baked in. So it is there. They assume that risk, that's part of the equation that they took into account. You can't say they didn't know.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Travel safe, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good day.
The former governor of the state, Tim Pawlenty. Other political guests we'll have today, you probably expected this, Dean Phillips is going to be with us at 105. Former Speaker of the House, Kurt Dowd. Trifecta might be done. I mean, as of today, it's done because it's tied, but some of the races are so close in the House. We'll have a recount with multiple races. We're still going to have some fun with Rena. I'm sure we'll talk politics with Rena. But let's do this. Let's pause. We're going to get to a lot of issues today, including the one I mentioned with Tim Pawlenty. If you are a Trump supporter, you should be happy as hell today, man. You should be gleeful. What excites you most about the upcoming 4 years? And if you're someone who cannot believe Donald Trump's coming back for the next 4 years, what concerns you most? I'd love a phone call or two on this topic, but if you'd rather text, that's fine. It's your call. StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.